You are tuned to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Mail theft is up across America and here in Hawaii, but officials fear there are more cases than are actually reported. We reached out to Jeff Fish, postal inspector out of the San Francisco office.
We're seeing it across the nation, but we are seeing it on all the Hawaiian Islands. And the supervisor of our office there in Honolulu, which covers the whole state, said that his concern is making sure people report the mail theft, that that's the key, and that he would like to see, instead of just putting it on a Nextdoor or another site, that that's all good to do, but make a report with law enforcement, make a report with postal inspectors. You can do it online. You can contact us at our 24-hour number, which is our dispatch, and that number is 877-876-2455, and we answer that phone number nights, weekends, holidays, anytime. So if you had something happen, you can call that number. There's instructions on how to make an online report if you just want to go to your computer and make an online report. If not, stay on the line and you talk to one of our dispatchers, and that report will be sent electronically to our Honolulu office. Being a federal agency, our dispatch centers are in Dallas, Texas, and Dulles, Virginia. So you just have to identify where you're calling from, that you've had mail theft happen, and then you'll get a complaint that'll go into the system. And we look at those complaints, and the inspectors that are stationed there in Honolulu use that information to conduct their investigations.
And remind our listeners, what's the penalty for postal crime?
Mail theft is a federal crime. Postal inspectors are federal agents. We're one of the oldest federal law enforcement agencies, if you're a history buff. But the potential penalty for theft of mail is up to 5 years in federal prison and up to a $250,000 fine. Now, the Postal Service also has a standing reward for information leading to arrest and conviction of an individual or individuals for mail theft of up to $10,000.
How is someone to know if someone's stolen their mail?
Well, if you are expecting something and it doesn't arrive, it's been several days, or one day you realize you absolutely received nothing or received no mail for 2 or 3 days, and you should be expecting something, that could be possible mail theft. The other is if you get a bank statement or credit card statement and you see charges on there that you did not make, then make a report. If you know or think that something's been taken in 3 to 4 weeks, again, if you see something on that credit card statement or bank statement, contact postal inspectors again, because that's information that may help us identify what gas station, convenience store, department store, or online purchase was made by the suspects. And that'll help us in our cases together.
Now, I've seen a number of entries on the website Stolen Stuff Hawaii, where folks are posting video of the porch pirates. You've got a box on the...
And again, if it was delivered via U.S. mail, contact postal inspectors. And if you have any footage like that of people, either opening up the mailbox and putting their hand in the mailbox or somebody taking something off the porch, contact postal inspectors.
Okay.
Also, to make a report with your local law enforcement, either the police department or the sheriff's office. And even if it's an informational report, that's information that gets tracked. We share information with our local partners, and when we're doing these investigations, we many times work very closely with the local police.
So that's key, because, if we're dealing with, let's say, a ring, if you folks then can share the information, then, there's a better chance of building a case against these thieves.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps. If we have some video, we have information showing bank transactions or credit card transactions, we're able to put together the mail theft with ongoing criminal activity. When we're putting the case together and presenting it to either the local prosecutor or the federal prosecutor, that helps these cases.
And did you notice a spike at all in the numbers, with the stimulus checks getting sent out, and those cards?
I don't have any statistics for that, but again, anytime there's attractive items moving through the postal system, that's always something that the thieves are looking for. So again, when I was speaking with the supervisor of our Honolulu office, he just wants everybody on the islands to know that making a report makes a difference, and that his concern is putting reports onto different websites, that does help your neighbors, but to get the information to law enforcement, to get it to postal inspectors, that is key.
And I've done stories here locally, where we had thieves go into the post offices and steal the garbage cans, because a lot of folks that maybe have a box, a P.O. box, will go and then they'll just throw, you know, the credit card offers and that kind of thing into the garbage without, you know, tearing them up. And the thieves, you know, just made off with the some of that information. And then, you know, folks fell victim to that.
Well, that's another area that was critical for many of these investigations. You know, we're trying to put out a prevention message, is that's the information to take home and shred. You know, have a personal shredder. That we can't recommend that highly enough. And run all of anything that's got any personal data or anything like the credit card applications, anything that can be possibly used, run that through the shredder before putting that out for recycling.
Okay, don't just dump it in any old garbage can because, thieves will sift through there.
Well, yeah, there's also thieves that will go through people's, you know, not just the trash cans at the post office, but also through your personal trash cans. So you just have to, you know, take that extra step for anything that is potentially a financial item or has some type of financial connection, properly dispose of it. And running it through a shredder makes a huge difference.
We have had cases here locally, too, where thieves have gone in with some kind of, you know, sticky trap and will put that in a blue mailbox, you know, by the post office just to see what they can get away with.
We do actively investigate those cases. Those are still crimes. So what we want, you know, the same thing, if somebody sees something like that, even if it's on a weekend, if you spot something like that, you can report that to that 24-hour number, our dispatch, that 876-2455. We do, you know, working with the Postal Service maintenance teams, you know, we're always looking for anything, you know, that there's a number of different ways that the thieves try to access or affect some of those boxes. And again, those are also federal crimes. I just can't overstate how important the reporting is. And we've got a team of inspectors and support staff there in Honolulu that work on these investigations. It does make a difference. Working with your neighbors, because if they've been a victim of mail theft, the chances are you may have been a victim of mail theft. Then if the mail thieves come into a neighborhood, they're not just going to target one house.
So be on alert. Be careful what you put in your box if you can't lock it. And check your security cameras if you have one, if you see open boxes on your street. And talk to your neighbors. To find out more about reporting postal theft and for links, head to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. And we will also have info about Consumer Protection Week, which starts March 1st, Monday. The Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs will host a virtual consumer fair that will include information to avoid falling victims to scams.